You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The World Health Organization, WHO, has renewed calls for governments to ban flavoured nicotine products, particularly sweet, fruity and confectionery-style flavours, which they say drive addiction amongst young people. The WHO has warned that tobacco and nicotine companies are deliberately creating products that are more appealing, easier to use and harder to quit for adolescents and young people. This is on top of recent warnings that nicotine pouches are being promoted by social media influencers using lifestyle branding to appeal to young people. I caught up with Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand Chief Executive Letitia Harding about the calls for restrictions and how this applies in a New Zealand context. The foundation is urging the New Zealand government to support stronger restrictions. Here is that interview. To provide some context for our listeners, could you start by explaining what the World Health Organization is calling for a ban on?
Yeah, so the World Health Organization is basically saying, look, vaping flavors are incredibly attractive to our youth. So what they're recommending is that we actually ban flavored vapes.
And how does this relate to existing restrictions in New Zealand? Because my understanding is some flavoured vapes, but not all, are already restricted?
Correct, yeah. So general retailers, so supermarkets, dairies, petrol stations, etc., they can sell tobacco, menthol and mint-flavoured vapes, but specialist vape retailers can sell quite a few other different flavoured vapes. And we know there's over 8,000 different flavours out there. So although we've had some restrictions here in New Zealand, we do think we can go further and actually look at just banning those flavours altogether. I mean, over 50 countries now ban flavoured vapes. They just have tobacco. So that's something we could be looking at here in New Zealand.
That was actually going to be my next question, because how do the laws in New Zealand compare to laws other countries have?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's a few papers coming out where things are changing around the world when it comes to these flavours. Certain countries have banned, as I said, flavours altogether. So places like Finland, Hungary, Netherlands, they've banned all e-cigarette flavours except tobacco. And similarly, other countries are also doing that. So China, Singapore, Thailand, Hong Kong, they're all looking at just having tobacco as the flavour in a vape. And it's something that I think we do need to look at. There's been a lot of studies out there showing that the myriad of flavours that are available are attractive to youth. And we still have quite a high youth vaping issue here in New Zealand, obviously. Around sort of 23% of our 18 to 24-year-olds vape daily from the New Zealand Health Survey. And we found similar findings from our 2024 survey as well, that sort of older group, your sort of 18, early 20s, who may have become very dependent on these vapes, that's where we're seeing the biggest problem.
There's been lots of discussion about vape restrictions in the past, even if this hasn't necessarily been reflected in policy. So I'm wondering, what are the barriers to action?
Yeah, we've slowly increased, you know, I mean, we've been in the space since 2017 when there were no regulations really in the vaping space, which is why that sort of older group of late teens, early 20s now probably have become so dependent on these when there were no regulations. So I think New Zealand has had a very piecemeal approach to putting in policies to try and protect youth uptake of these products. And now I think we just need to go that step further and look at saying, why do we need the amount of flavours that we do allow in specialist vape retailers? Why not just have, you know, tobacco flavoured vapes like other countries are allowing? Because it's actually not that pleasant to vape or smoke the flavour of tobacco in itself. So flavours are meant to mask it.
Does it make a difference to have an organisation like the WHO call for a ban?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we do have a lot of interaction with the WHO, and I think that, you know, they've been at the forefront of saying we need to protect our youth against taking up vaping. We know that this is an issue internationally. So I think it is good to have them come out and talk about these ban on flavours. And maybe that is the next step that we need to do here in New Zealand, because if you've still got, you know, almost 14% of 15 to 17-year-olds vaping daily and you've got, 23% of 18 to 24-year-olds, then that's a real issue.
And to wrap up, could you just talk through the next steps for your organisation? Is it continuing to raise awareness, for example?
Yeah, we'll definitely keep up to date with what new studies are coming out. And I think that's going to be the big difference is the long-term studies. You know, vaping's been around for some time, but certainly not as long as when cigarettes came out as being cancer-causing. So, you know, we're watching the space. We're waiting for those, long-term trials and data that do come out, and we'll definitely keep abreast of it and keep putting our message out there as new information does come to light.
That was Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand Chief Executive Letitia Harding on calls from the World Health Organization to ban flavoured tobacco products.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.